Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness, and today we have with us a special guest, Brother Gene Wiseman. Brother Gene, I believe, stands in the office of a prophet, and he came into my life by an interjection of the Lord, and I got a telephone call from Zona Hayes, Norval Hayes' daughter, and she said, Billy Brim, there is this man that Daddy and I really love and really appreciate his ministry. He often takes the church when we're gone. And he has had a visitation of the Lord that involves you. And he doesn't know you and you don't know him. But I think you would be blessed if you would call him. So I telephoned you, Brother Wiseman. And that was in 2008, correct?
Yes.
And so it's been almost 7 years. And so he told me the vision. I knew it was right. I knew it was God. And then we had him share it by telephone with the people here at Prayer Mountain. So let's just start back to how we first knew each other. It's a divine connection.
Yes, totally orchestrated by the Holy Ghost. I vaguely heard that there was a Billy Brim someplace, but... I had no idea who this Billy Brim was until Pastor Zona told me. But that vision came April the 13th of 2008. I still remember the place where I was when God gave me that. I remember the time when I woke up, I looked at the clock, and it was 3:30 a.m. in the morning. But I can see where that vision is being carried out so strongly now. But it started, I was standing in an assembly in a group. I knew it was a spirit-filled gathering, if we could call it that. I kept hearing this voice, and the voice was repeating the same thing over and over. Said, there are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain. Now, take into consideration, I just heard your name a time or two, but I had not heard of Prayer Mountain. And I had no idea that was the name of your ministry. And my daughter told me later. But this voice kept saying, there are embers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain. Well, I turned around in this vision, this nighttime vision, to, it's kind of like John on the Isle of Patmos. I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And when I turned to see the voice, but let me say this, a flash in that dream, in that vision, I had it premeditated in my mind that when I turned to see the voice, what I was thinking I was going to see was a group of people gathered around a fire. Now, even though the voice said ambers and not embers, I still was thinking I was going to see a fire.
Like a bonfire or
yes.
something.
And big bonfire, mm-hmm. campfire. And when I turned, that was not what I saw at all. But what I did see was this huge, vast wall. It was great in height. And the wall looked like a glowing coal of fire. Now there we'll go to the ember. The ember is the glowing coal. The amber is that fossilized resin. They make a lot of jewelry out of it. And the voice had said amber. But when I turned, I saw this wall of fire. And what looked like on the surface of the wall, it looked like images of people. You know, their full body image, head to foot. And I looked closer and I thought, well, this is just not an embossed image. This is people. And I looked back into that wall, and people are what made up the wall.
People made up a wall.
the wall consisted of people, and they looked like a hot glowing coal of fire. They were standing erect as if their spinal column was made out of steel, and they were marching forward. And as they would move forward, the wall increased in its thickness. And I looked into the wall, and people were back in there. There was a depth of the numbers of people. And so after the wall part, I call that the second part of the vision. Then the third part after that, I was carried to a real high place, to where I saw the globe in the planet, the globe, the earth. It was a close-up view, but yet it was like an outer space view, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And like the shots we've seen, you know, with them in on the, you know, the shuttles or whatever.
Yes.
And so I looked at the earth, it was covered in a darkness. Now, this was in 2008. We did not even know of some of these terrorist groups at that time, Sister Billy. We didn't know of them. But this darkness was covering the earth. Now, the darkness itself, there was not one place of the earth that darkness didn't cover. But here's the beauty of it all. And it's hard to keep my seat when I get to this part. And as I was looking, I saw as if someone was turning on lights.
Someone down on the earth, in the darkness.
Yes. You know when you're traveling at night on an airplane?
Yes.
And you get close to you're flying over an airport, and you can see that bright searchlight that's in the air.
Yes.
Or as if you're out at sea and you see the light from a lighthouse. It was as if these lights were coming on like that, but they
were switching on.
They were and
from place to place.
Yes, different islands, different continents, different nations, and the illumination of those lights was covering a large area.
Praise God!
To be able to be viewing this from such a far distance and yet see that the lights were covering this large area. Well, in that, when I woke up from that dream, this strange name started coming to me, and the name was Billy Brim. Mm-hmm. I just kept hearing that name. Well, the next day, I called my wife, told her the vision, I called my children, and LaBriska said, Daddy, she said, Prayer Mountain said, do you know that's the name of Sister Billy Brim's ministry? I said, what? I said, I had no idea, Sister Billy. But I can see every bit of that being carried out.
Praise his name.
With our connection, with these prayers, with the darkness that's being unleashed in the land.
Yes.
But just as we were talking on the service that was aired yesterday here, the radio service, just the prayers have the power to create a disturbance against the author of the darkness.
That's right. In the heavenlies.
Yes. The illuminating power that had come upon the earth in this time of darkness, it was disturbing the darkness.
Praise God. Now, you saw, now we've talked many times about this, the people in that wall were praying people.
Yes.
They were the prayers.
They were.
And they were aglow with embers, maybe that even burned long ago, but they started to burn brighter. And then ambers are fossilized.
It's kind of a resin.
Sap, kind of like a resin in a tree. And they can capture even a bug or a seed or something, and it can be in there, and they're more valuable if you have them. And what's in there, like if a seed happened to be captured, you could plant it and it'll still grow. So they're something that keeps something that was from long ago, even embers. But the praying people, the prayer groups around the earth were the light. And the light dispelled the darkness. It's just like the Lord told us in Isaiah. He said, darkness, gross darkness, will cover the earth. But the glory of the Lord will shine. And the glory of the Lord will dispel even the darkness. So like ISIS or ISIL or whatever's going on now, God knew it way before. And I like what you said about the faith preachers. Tell what you said about that.
The faith teachings that God has raised up, the faith teachers, they were so desperately needed for this hour now.
The hour we're in.
Their teachings has helped prepare us for battle.
Yes.
Their teachings has, you know, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord.
Yes.
And the faith teachers, we needed this faith move to raise up.
Yes.
You know, it's in days gone by, people would go hear the faith preachers or, quote, faith healers, watch them in action and so on. But that move subsided. But then God raised up faith teachers to bring the body of believers into this place. And to where it's, for the first time, I grew up in church and had to get born again just like somebody grew up in the bar, okay? But for the first time in my life, Sister Billy, I recognize the church itself is without a one-person leader where people are flocking to for miracles and healings.
And you saw that during the healing campaigns and things of the past.
Yes.
But then there came this move where I know the Lord said to Brother Hagin, go teach my people faith. So that then came, and now we are a product of some years now of faith teaching that got into us so that we can live and operate in faith in God and even pray in faith. Pray knowing that God is who He is, who He says He is, and that our prayers avail, like He says they do, and we're seated with Him in the heavenly places at His right hand. And even though we may not see what we want, what we think we should see, we have to have faith that our prayers are working. We have to have faith that they are. Now, we would love to invite you to come to our annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Prayers that call themselves worldwide prayers, but you don't ever have to have even watched us before on a noontime prayer streams. It's streamed live at live at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Every Wednesday, we have a prayer meeting that takes place and people from around the world pray with us. But if you never came to that, but you believe in God and you believe in praying, or even if you don't believe in God, come and be convinced. And we'll be meeting here at the Oak Ridge Brothers Theater in Branson, Missouri. You can find all about it at billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. After that meeting, we're having a Native American meeting. We invite you to both of them. Shalom until tomorrow.